Let's go straight out to the HRNP guest line. Joining us now, Robert Flores. You can watch Robert co-host MLB Network's MLB Central every weekday, 8 a.m. Central. And of course, a fellow Houston Cougar. Roflo, thanks for taking a few minutes to hang out with us. We were just having the conversation. Is Jordan Alvarez the MVP at the halfway point of the Major League Baseball season? What do you think?
I think that he's certainly in the mix. I think I would lean just a little bit towards Aaron Judge, just a hair. I was going to say, Aaron Judge obviously plays a premium defensive position in center field, but if Jordan Alvarez is going to continue to throw dudes out from deep left field, then he'll close the gap in that area as well on Aaron Judge. But yeah, I think right now those are the two guys that are the leaders in the clubhouse as we approach the All-Star break.
Robert, big fan of your work. Appreciate you joining us. Question for you when it comes to just the Astros in general. We saw we were calling it the Gotham Gauntlet of the games against the Mets and the Yankees, and the Astros go 7-2, but actually could have gone 9-0. But it was kind of annoying to me that in the two games the Yankees won with the Judge hits, they became the first block on SportsCenter. But when the Astros were doing what they were doing and the damage that they did, it kind of got buried, a couple segments in. And I'm wondering if there's still kind of a stigmatism that they're fighting across baseball in terms of people that are just, I don't know if they're hoping that they're not good or they're just not giving them the credit.
I'm glad you asked this question because it's one that comes up a lot. So, and I think I really have the most unique perspective on this because I did grow up in Houston and I'm now a member of the national media, which everyone hates, by the way. We get it. Everyone hates the media. Everyone hates your team. We all root against your team and stuff like that. So, with that being said, the anti-Astro East Coast bias thing, for the most part, there's some pockets here and there, I'm sure, but for the most part, it doesn't exist. I'm here to tell you it does not exist. Most people, members of the media, writers, broadcasters, again, you're going to have a couple of holdouts, but for the most part, they are so beyond 2017, and it's just not something that no one's holding a grudge against the Astros. Again, I'm speaking in general terms. No one is rooting for them to fail. When the Astros threw that combined no-hitter at Yankee Stadium, we led with it. MLB Network led with it. So, and I get it. I understand, there's a kind of a, people just hate the media and people think that they're always rooting against their team. For the most part, it isn't true. And that's just not the Astros. That's for every team, right? And like I said, I get it. People think that media members are rooting against their team all the time. For the most part, it's made up. It doesn't exist. It's tinfoil hat kind of stuff. So, like I said, I grew up in Houston. I think I have a unique perspective on this whole issue and notion of rooting against the Astros. For the most part, I'm here to tell you, it doesn't exist.
Robert, I think where Houston would see it more is not so much of like pro-Yankee versus anti-Astro. I think it's more about like the exposure, right? Like being in the Northeast, they're talking a little bit more about the Yankees, Mets than the Astros. And, it takes a no-hitter to be the lead. Whereas, the Astros second-best team in the American League, Yankees the first-best team in the American League. If you're not pitching a no-hitter, you're kind of buried down the rundown where the Yankees wouldn't be.
Well, I mean, I will counter that by saying, the Yankees, I believe they're still on a pace to set the record for most wins in the regular season, or at least tie the record with the 2001 Seattle Mariners. The New York Mets were as of a couple of weeks ago or week and a half ago, they had the best record in the National League. So, I don't know what is the solution? Are they just not supposed to talk about the Yankees and the Mets when they're winning? I get your point, but again, Like, it's not like people are talking about the Yankees and the Mets and that both of those teams suck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it would be a much different conversation. Is, man, why is MLB Network leading with the Yankees all the time when they're 15 games under 500?
Sure.
That's definitely, you know, a cause for a gripe. But when your teams happen to both be in New York, both happen to be leading in their division, both happen to be leading the top of their league, I'm not quite sure what you expect content creators and media people to do. You know, look, the Astros are on the short list. If you were to poll every national media member of who's their favorite to win the World Series, the Yankees will come up, the Mets will come up, the Dodgers will come up, and the Astros will come up. So, like I said, I think for the most part, this anti-Astro bias thing, for the most part, I'm telling you, it just doesn't exist. And I know there's people driving around in their car looking at their radio right now saying, hey, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. I'm sorry, man. I do know what I'm talking about because, again, I was that person. When I grew up in Houston, I was like, how come they never talk about the Astros?
You know, Robert,
I was that guy. I was that guy. But I'm here to tell you, for the most part, it doesn't exist.
I welcome you to stop back into our Twitch. They love you as it is. But you've seen it. So, I mean,
yeah.
If you wanna...
Shout out to your people on Twitch, guys. You guys are killing it. Keep it creepy as you always do. I love Twitch.
I got to ask you about the team overall because we know you're a fan and we love that. And we analyze this team obviously on a daily basis. And the good thing overall is after having concerns about Alex Bregman, it looks like he's figuring it out. Yuli Gurriel, who we were wondering if it was just the end of the road, is starting to figure it out. Center field, now that Jake Myers is back, looks like they've got someone that they can rely on there too, where it might have been a deficiency earlier. What does this team need that it doesn't currently have between now and the trade deadline so that it can not only stay where it's at, but maybe have a leg up and compete for a World Series again?
I think they need one more arm in the bullpen, preferably a left-handed one. I'm still a little, you know, I need more time with Jake Myers. I mean, the center field position as a whole for me, that's still one that that I look at as one that still is a work in progress. Yuli Gurriel has definitely been hitting the ball better. Alex Bregman has certainly been hitting the ball much better yesterday with another homer and a double, so that's all welcome signs. The catching position, I think, is going to be the most intriguing about what they want to do with that, because obviously Martin Maldonado and Jason Castro, and you want to throw Corey Lee in there, you know, as well, they're not giving you offensively say what other teams are doing, you know, like JT Realmuto or Wilson Contreras, whose name has been mentioned as a possible connection with the Astros. But particularly Martin Maldonado, he gives you so much more where his offense can just be considered gravy. But is that, how much longer is that sustainable? He had a couple multi-homer game a couple days ago, so that's definitely a welcome sign. But he gives you so much behind the plate, and how he handles that staff, he has held in such high regard in that clubhouse. How do they proceed if they want to upgrade that position, or do they go in other areas?
I think my point of contention every time that Maldonado gets brought up, Roflo, is what the Astros value from that position, right? Like, if they value
Correct.
Defense and they value the fact that, you know, the staff ERA is as high as it is and they give a lot of that weight to Martin Maldonado, there's no way they're looking to upgrade.
Yeah, no, and that's the thing. That's the kind of the riddle. It's like, if, okay, well, let's say we bring in a Wilson Contreras and he's going to give you more in the offensive end, in the offensive area, but will that mean a suffering in the ERA and the pitching? So it's definitely going to be interesting to see how they proceed with that. I personally don't think they will get Wilson Contreras. I don't think they have the prospect capital to get it done. So with that being said, maybe they shore up some of the other areas where they talked that we mentioned. I really think that they need a lefty out of the bullpen. They haven't had one. I mean, hell, even going back to 2019, and they it's been so long since they had a really, really shut down lefty in the bullpen. I always say that their best left-handed reliever is closing games for the Milwaukee Brewers, Josh Hader.
Yeah.
So,
you had to bring up the Carlos Gomez trade, huh?
We were talking about trades that worked well for the franchise. That one didn't go so well.
That one did not work out so well. So for me, if you're ranking them, I would say try to find a bullpen piece, figure out what the center field position is going to look like and who's going to man that, and then what do you do, if anything, behind the plate.
Yeah, Dusty Baker would agree with you about that lefty. He brings it up every chance he can get. Robert Flores, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate you coming on, and enjoy your work on MLB Network.
Hey, I appreciate it. Thanks, guys, for having me, and have a great weekend.
That's Robert Flores, Cougar, and also co-host MLB Network's MLB Central weekdays at 8 a.m. There's a trade.